If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, I want to know if you'd consider this certain act cheating or not. Brides.com says it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of your relationship necessarily, but I think a lot of people are going to disagree on that. So this was an article in Brides magazine on Brides.com, and I saw them talking about it yesterday on The View as well. And the article was basically asking, what do you do if you find out right before your wedding that your fiance has been cheating, like right before you're about to get married? And they basically said on Brides.com that you need to kind of consider the incident. They said, you know, cheating can manifest in different ways, so it's really important to consider the incident itself. Was this a long-term affair with an emotional element, or did he just like sort of mess up and hook up with somebody at his bachelor party? And you got to like look at the relationship as a whole before you throw it out, basically. And I was shocked because one of the girls on The View told a story about a friend of hers. Her fiance, they were about to get married, out at his bachelor party. There was a dancer there. They were didn't have clothes on. They were kissing. There was a video of this, and they had to tell their friend, like, look, there's a video of this. This is what happened. And she said they're still married to this day. She didn't break up with him before the wedding. They're still married to this day. And two of the women on the show, Joy and Whoopi, said that they don't consider that cheating because it happened at the bachelor party. It was just like sort of a drunken mess of a night, basically.
Well, they broke a cardinal rule in that case.
What do you mean?
Taking video.
The video,
As soon as I heard there was video, I'm like, oh, come on.
What's video? But that's, I was shocked, number one, that these two, like, I love Joy and I love Whoopi, but Joy was like, you know, I still wouldn't marry him because he's an idiot, but you can't consider it cheating, she said, if you're just out one night and you have too many drinks and something like that happens, especially at the during the bachelor party.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I would run this by my wife and say, hey, listen, I kissed a girl, but it's not cheating because it was at a bachelor party.
Yeah.
But I can also see, I mean... I don't, if it was a regular ongoing thing, there's an issue there, right? If it, like we say, you know, there's a lot of things, there's a lot of factors that go into this, right? If there was kissing versus actual, if they were having sex, that's two different worlds. That's two different planets.
Both cheating.
I guess they would both be under the umbrella of cheating, but one is just a silly drunken mistake. And especially if you come forward.
But that's how lives are ruined.
Yeah.
If you're trying to hide it, then that's one thing. If you come forward and say, hey, listen, honey, I made a mistake. I'm really regretful about it. Those are two different things.
That's going to work. I more so think that the emotional part of it plays a role. So if you kiss somebody who you work with, who you have some sort of emotional attachment with, that's worse than maybe going all the way and hooking up with somebody during a night when you have too many drinks.
Even when you're married, though, these emotional connections are going to happen. I mean, just because you're married doesn't mean you're not going to be drawn to other people. I think it comes down to hypocrisy. Like, if you're okay with your wife, you know, having a dancer do his thing in front of her, then you should be okay with yourself doing it. I mean, it's not a one-way street, but I think that's what bachelor parties are for, really.
You guys are all, like, skirting around my question. Is it cheating if you kiss somebody on your bachelor night while you're out at your bachelor party? Would you consider that cheating?
Because I didn't kiss anybody on my bachelor party, I will say yes.
Okay, imagine if it was your wife, though, if she was out during her bachelorette and it happened, I'm sure that you would consider that cheating.
I told my wife for her bachelorette party, I said, you know what, do whatever you want. No rules, I don't need to know about it, but I have the expectation that she's not going to cross that line. So she can do whatever she wants with that line in mind. Once you cross that line, it's understood that she can't have, you know, she can't have sex with somebody else because that is cheating, but she can look all she wants. She can go to a strip club if she wants. But once
can she kiss somebody?
No, that's that line.
Okay, well, she can't do whatever she wants.
There's that understanding, that line, right?
Sending her out for one last hurrah. You're like the parent that tells their kid before they go out, like, I'm trusting you.
Yeah.
I'm trusting you.
Be smart. No, it's just about being smart and being, you know, knowing what you're doing.
But it has to go both ways.
Of course, and I didn't do anything like that on my bachelor party either.
Samuel's on the phone. Samuel, what do you think?
That's bull crap.
Oh.
For sure, it's bull. It's impossible. How can you be okay with someone knowing that they did something right before your wedding night, especially that you're supposed to be committed and happy to be together to see you through? Then afterwards, you know, you're going to wonder, is she going to do something or whatever the case is?
What about alcohol, though? Like, what about the
fact
that...
No, that's not an excuse.
It's not an excuse. Yeah.
No, because you're still conscious. You still decide what you want to do, you know?
If you regret
it, you're going to have the person in your head the whole time, right? That's what everyone uses as an excuse. Oh, I thought about it all the whole time, but I still did it. So, I mean, it's irrelevant as far as I'm concerned.
Are you married?
No, but I've been with my girl for almost 4 years. I never go to that with her.
Good
I
for
hope
you.
She would never do that to me.
What if she did?
I'd leave her for sure. I wouldn't be able to live
with her. After 4 years with her, that would be it.
It would kill me inside. I love this girl to death. Like, I'd do anything for her. I want to be with her for the rest of my life. I wouldn't want to be betrayed like that.
Are we still up for the strip club this weekend?
Okay.
I'm kidding.
No.
No.
I haven't been to one since I've been with her. So
oh,
no.
You're a keeper. You're a keeper. Good man.
Thanks, Samuel. Have a good one.
You too. Have a good day, guys. Bye.
Okay, a lot of sex at 92925.
Yeah, this one. You can have fun without kissing, people. I wouldn't want to marry someone who is only able to have fun once he starts kissing. Okay.
Good point.
Yeah.
This one says, hello, it's a bachelor party. It doesn't count if she's a stripper. I mean, that's
what?
Well, that's a point.
That is not a point.
Who's kissing strippers? Why would you want to do that?
Rebecca, kissing, it's cheating. Is it cheating? What do you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I hope my boyfriend thinks so too, because now I'm going to talk to him about that going back home.
Yeah, you should
have that conversation.
Yep.
So how long have you been dating your boyfriend?
6 years.
Oh, wow. So let's say you're engaged. He goes out during the bachelor party. I don't know if he's a drinker, but you know how some people can be once they get around their friends, has too many drinks,
yeah.
And he kisses somebody else. Is that it? It's over?
I don't know. I hope he won't do that.
Yeah.
But if he does, I would really have to think really hard about it.
He'd have some splaining to do.
That's something I wouldn't do, so I hope he wouldn't either.
Of course. And since it hasn't happened, you don't want to say, nah, I'd be okay with it, because then he's going to be like, okay, I'll go do it then.
Great.
Thank you so much for listening. Hope you have a great day.
Yeah, I love you guys. You too. Have a great day.
Thank you. We got a text that says, do you guys know the TV show Temptation Island?
Oh, that's
great.
It was good.
Oh, come on,
it was good.
Oh, come on.
I could not stop watching back in the day. Ridiculous, yes.
It's back.
It is?
Yeah, they brought it back. Same concept. Everybody's cheating on everybody.
Why do people want to do that to themselves?
Having this conversation makes me realize I don't think a bachelor party should be in my cards if I ever get married. I'll just avoid the whole thing altogether.
I would agree with that. I think that would be a sound decision for you, Sam.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
So you know the old saying, when you gotta go, you gotta go. Well, that's not necessarily the case when you're in school. Hey, it's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. Good morning. And a recent study by the Society of Women's Health Research found that it's actually common for schools to disregard the bathroom rights of students. Most schools actually don't have bathroom rules, leaving it up to the teachers. The survey found that less than 8% of schools have any policy whatsoever. And it's not like you can use the excuse, when you get older, that won't be the case, because one of the benefits of growing up is you don't have to ask to use the bathroom. You just just go.
Yeah.
But I get it. Teachers don't want kids abusing the system either, right? I totally did when I was a kid. I had planned meetup times with friends just to hang out at 10:30 in the bathroom. We'd hang out for 10 minutes, then go back to class. But it's also a health thing, right? It's because if you're getting a kid to hold it in for too long, that's just unhealthy, and it can create bladder problems. So what are schools supposed to do here? On one side, they don't want kids abusing their bathroom rights, but on the other side, they don't want to make them hold it in because that's unhealthy.
I have like really mixed emotions about this whole thing. Number one, I remember, I forget which grade I was in, but I remember my teacher calling home and saying, Nicole is leaving to go to the washroom nonstop.
Like, too much.
And I didn't have to use the washroom. I needed to go for a walk. I wanted to get out of the classroom. Like, I was just using it as an excuse.
You abused it.
And that poor teacher, my mom defended me too. She was like, I remember my mom being on the phone and being like, well, Mrs. Dirtle, she tells me that's not the case. And the teacher's like, I'm like, okay, never believe it.
Us bouchers have weak bladders, okay?
No. So I said, I lied and I was like, no, I'm not doing that. That's not true. But the teacher was like, it's becoming an issue. And I did. I was getting antsy in class and I needed to go for a walk. I wasn't really doing anything bad, but I just found it hard to sit there for that long. So I understand why you need to have some sort of rules for students like I was that year in school.
Thank you.
On the flip side, my cousin, who's a year younger than me, was maybe 8, 9, 10 years old, and she asked, she was a great student, and she asked, can I please go to the washroom? The teacher was just in the middle of something and said, no, not right now, sit down. And she peed her pants.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She peed her pants. And that is devastating and mortifying when you're that age.
So
I will never forget it. So in that case, I'm like, you kind of have to trust the kids, you know?
That's the risk that you run. I remember when I was in elementary school, our teachers had, it was like a school policy, you would have to raise your hand and point with a finger, and like pointing number one,
mm-hmm.
and that would indicate that you'd have to go to the washroom. Now the teachers aren't dumb. They know which kids were abusing it, like you two. And so if the hand went up, they would be sitting there for a while with their finger up, and they wouldn't grant them access to go to the washroom.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, someone who they thought in their mind really had to go, they would let them go and excuse them from the class right away to go to the washroom.
I mean,
there's no one size fits all with this,
right? It's a tough one. It is. Kim Kieran, I'm curious to know what you think. How old's your daughter?
She's 9.
Okay, so should she be able to get up and go use the washroom whenever she wishes?
100%.
Yeah?
I don't want bladder infections. I don't want embarrassing issues. Like, I will storm the school.
What if she's abusing it, though? There are those kids, too. What 100%. Are teachers supposed to do in that
Talk
situation?
Talk to the parents.
Now, I don't want to say Shayla would be the type, but she's a smart kid.
Yeah, she's no dummy. She's totally the type.
But you're cool with it. She gets it from her mama.
All right, we want to know what you think. You can text us at 92925, okay? Should teachers just allow students to get up and use the washroom whenever they want? We'd love to hear from some teachers this morning as well. We are getting tons of texts at 92925. This one says, I'm in Sec 3, and my teachers always say that I should have gone during the break or at lunch, but my bladder doesn't follow the school schedule.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't have to pee at lunch and I have to pee now. If students choose to miss class, that should be their problem.
Dominic, who's a teacher, says letting kids go and come and go as they please would be chaos. You wouldn't be able to teach every minute someone is getting up and going.
Mm-hmm.
I love this text. It's as a substitute teacher in high school, I let them go, but I actually watch them go to make sure they're actually going. And I watch for who else goes in while they're in there. That is somebody who's on the ball.
Bathroom monitor.
People are saying that a lot of kids these days are apparently vaping. And so they're like going into the bathroom. Because back in the day, people used to go smoke in the bathroom. Right. Can't do that anymore.
Yeah,
and so apparently the vaporizers are very popular.
And there's no odor, right? So how can you prove it?
Mm-hmm. I just think I get Dominic's point about how it would be complete chaos. It's just I remember back in the day when it happened to my cousin, and a lot of people are saying it happened to their kids as well at 92925 on our text line, when she peed her pants in class and that teacher was just, his heart was broken.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to put yourself or the child through that either.
No,
right?
That scars you for life.
It's a tough one. Elena, what do you think?
I'm a high school teacher, mm-hmm. and there's nothing wrong with a kid holding in their bladder for a period. They have a 10-minute recess, okay? And 85% of the time when they want to go to the bathroom, it's to wander or to dilly-dally or to get free time,
right.
Okay? They can go during their 10-minute break, okay? They're fine. I've never had a medical note from a doctor saying this child is allowed to go pee whenever they want.
I will say this might be a little bit easier at the high school grade, though. Do you know what I mean? Because elementary, it's a little tougher. In high school, you're right. I know when you're going to use the washroom or not, and at a certain point, you know you're not going to get in trouble, so you have to get up and leave at one point if it gets to that point.
Again, I have two kids in elementary.
Right.
Okay, mm-hmm. And the periods in elementary are not that long.
Okay,
they have breaks in between.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think if a kid really has to go, if they've asked a couple of times, and let them go. But the first instinct when a child says, I have to go, they're like, no, not right away.
Right.
Wait a little bit. You know, how many times have we been in a car with our kids and they're like, I have to go? And you're like, oh, no, you have to wait. We're not at a bathroom right now. Wait 15, 20 minutes.
That was child abuse. My mom would be like, we're almost there. 2 hours later, I'm dying.
Your legs are crossed. Okay? You're doing the pee dance.
Okay. Thank you so much for weighing in, Elena. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay. And Jessica, what are your thoughts on this?
I don't think it's right to withhold that right. But like you said, when you were a kid, how you just went for a walk, I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. Those who ask to go for a walk, it's because they need to. Yeah. And they're not gone for like 30 minutes. They come back, you know. So I don't think it's that big of a deal.
You're not a teacher, are you?
I am a teacher.
Oh, you are a teacher. I needed you back in the day.
Yeah, I like your style.
Wow. Okay, so you're saying they're not like leaving and go. What grade do you teach?
I'm a specialist, so I do 1 to 6. I do a little bit of everything.
Okay.
But like I said, you know the ones who are going to walk off for 20 minutes, and you regulate it with those kids.
Right.
But the ones who just need a walk, they're gone for like 2 minutes and they come back. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, okay. They just need to reset a little bit, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, they need to. They can't just sit for 7 hours. I can't even do that. So we can't expect kids to do that all the time.
Thank you so much, Jessica, for weighing in.
No problem. Have a good day.
This text says, I'm an adult and I have to go every 45 minutes. So I understand if kids have to listen.
Wow. We don't want to go on a long road trip with them.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, we always take your emails. You can also text us at 92925. We got an email from Ashley in Pointe Claire for Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. This is what she said. She said, good morning, Nikki, Sam, and Andy. My boyfriend of a few months has just started dropping comments here and there about girls he used to date. According to him, all of them had super fit bodies. I'm not really sure what to think of this. I've seen them, and they're not out of this world, and I've insecurities like any other girl, but now I feel even more insecure. He claims it's his way of encouraging me to stay fit. What do you think, Ashley?
I'm seeing all kinds of red flags already.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, okay, so obviously it sounds like this guy has a certain type of body that he prefers.
Right.
And he's already dropping hints
a few months into their relationship about his ex-girlfriends, which is already, to me, that's kind of a no-no, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think you bring up exes in a relationship in that manner. I think if he does have a certain type of body that he prefers, then maybe he should stick to it. I'm sure he knows what Ashley looked like before they started dating. And if this is a hang-up with him, stop asking Ashley to change herself. Maybe go after that type of girl instead.
Sam, date him or dump him?
Date him.
Really?
Guys and girls have different ways of encouraging each other. I go through this with my girlfriend all the time. You know, we nag each other if we haven't been to the gym in a while. You'd be like, you know, you should get off your lazy butt and go. Like if, and again, maybe the wording isn't right, but at least he's vocal and he's just trying to encourage her to.
It's not just the wording though. It's the comparison to the exes. Like
big
my
no-no.
That's the biggest red flag to me.
And you and Josie have been together for what, 5 years,
yeah.
Right? They've been together for a few months, and he's already dropping hints like this.
I know. Again, maybe he is like the choice of words isn't the best, but
no.
At the same token, it's better that he say something than nothing at all.
You're giving him way too much credit here, Catherine. Think? What do you think?
I think honestly, dump him. And why isn't he with those exes if they were so perfect?
Probably because they kicked him to the curb too. That's what I'm assuming.
Exactly. And another thing, I think the problem is he can't get that type of girl. That's why he's trying to modify someone.
Good point.
Words in his mouth. Come on.
No, I think his expectations are way too high here. He's trying to reach his lofty goal that nobody can attain.
Well, I think, you know what? If he's with her, then why do you pick her if you want to change her?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the whole, like, bringing up the exes thing, that doesn't that sound like a manipulator to you? It sounds so manipulative.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hell, she needs to kick him straight to the curb because you know what? You're supposed to, when you meet someone, that's when you actually usually love them the most.
Yeah.
What's this going to be like 5-6 years down the
Precisely.
Road?
Preach, Catherine. Preach. Thank you so much.
Great day this morning. Have a great day, guys.
This text says, Sam, you lost twice this morning because you lost it smarter than Sam and you're losing this one,
fair.
Too.
Someone's not paying attention.
I'm not backing out of this battle here.
One person texted to agree with you, did they?
Yes,
I don't think.
Yes, there was one person that did.
Who?
Jesse, she said, I get what Sam is saying, but this is a new relationship. Okay, but then she says, run, girl.
Okay,
no, but at least she gets what I'm saying. And just because it's a new relationship, so what? So he's laying his cards out on the table maybe sooner than he should.
Okay, Andy, what's the consensus on our text line for Ashley? We got a lot of texts, by the way, hundreds and hundreds this morning.
We have, and we've been doing a running tally, and it's actually a lot closer than we thought. It's actually 100% say dump him.
Yeah,
well, 99.9 with this text, but yeah, okay.
Ashley, dump him. Move on. You're gorgeous, girl.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.